Open the public hearing on Senate Bill 5532, the Construction Contractors Board, and we have a couple of members out testifying in other committees. Hopefully, they'll join us shortly. Robin, would you like to give an overview of this department?
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the committee. There's a fairly extensive packet in front of you. I'd ask you really kind of to walk through it at your leisure. I don't intend to take a lot of time and cover the material that will be covered by other folks. The Construction Contractors Board had a variety of different budget notes that they were directed to do, and the first one dealt with position reclassifications. The agency came in with a request for upward reclassification of over a third of their positions last biennium. We requested the Department of Administrative Services to review that issue, and I have asked I do note that there is a copying error, so you have got page one duplicated. We've asked the Department of Administrative Services Human Resources Division to come in and report on that review that was done. There were two budget notes that related to the information technology activities of this department. I have asked Information Resources Management Division to come in and talk to you about what was done as a result of that. And then there was a great deal of, there has been ongoing a great deal of concern about the issue of construction fraud. Who's responsible for evaluating it? Who's responsible for dealing with it? It didn't get resolved by the last legislature, and as a result, the issue ended up in Ways and Means. There is a budget note that directed the establishment of an interim construction fraud evaluation unit staffed and headed by the Department of Justice that was to report back to the legislature. I will say that the major ongoing unresolved issue, I believe, having to do with this agency is still that issue. It has not been resolved. There are statutory requirements that have not been eliminated nor met, and I've attached a copy of those statutes to this report. And so the Department of Justice will report on what the Interim Construction Fraud Evaluation Unit has done. We met with the parties involved, the Department of Justice and the Construction Contractors Board, at the end of the interim, and basically indicated that this is not an issue that should be resolved in Ways and Means, and that we would not recommend approval of any funding in any of the budgets until the substantive issue is resolved. So the Department of Justice's request for funding was not approved, and there's a package in this agency's budget that I will not be recommending approval of. And with that, I think we can turn this over to I believe it is Sean McSpadden to talk about the Information Resources Management budget note.
Sean? Good morning. If you'll introduce yourself for the record.
Certainly. Good morning. Chair Clarno, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Sean McSpadden. I work for the Department of Administrative Services, Information Resources Management Division, and I'm the Technology Analyst for the Construction Contractors Board. Over the past year and a half, IRMD has worked very closely with the board and with the assigned DAS budget management and legislative fiscal office analysts. Our involvement concerned the board's compliance with the budget notes that Robin mentioned. This is certainly part of IRMD's review and oversight function, but over time, because of the ongoing involvement, this evolved more into the role of a consultant, advisor, or mentor in the process. In regard to the budget notes, the board did complete their technology and business plans in May of 2000. Direction and guidance, as I said, were provided by IRMD's Budget Management Legislative Fiscal Office, as well as a very active board member and staff members of the board, along with the hiring of an outside consultant. Those plans were reviewed again in December and updated, and then formally approved by the 9-member board. Formal recognition of a permanent technology steering committee, along with revised performance measures, were included in the plans per DAS Budget and Management and Legislative Fiscal Office recommendations. In the interim, the board did appear before the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology several times, the first of which was in June of 2000. At that meeting, the committee did approve the plans. They also approved the board's request for an increase in other funds limitation, not only to replace their existing imaging system, but also their telephone system and an interactive voice response system. In addition to that, they instructed the board to provide status reports on a regular basis, the first of which occurred in September of 2000. They did that. They came back in November of 2000 and then also in January of 2001. To summarize the board's progress in completing the projects that I just mentioned, the phone system did become operational in August of 2000. It is meeting the board's needs and in nearly every case is exceeding the board's needs. The interactive voice response system has been in operation and working successfully since December of 2000. The system usage continues to climb and currently receives or handles 200 plus calls a day. So we're happy with the progress on that. In regard to the imaging system, that has met with some bumps in the road. In the fall of 2000, the procurement process for the board's imaging system met with some challenges due to a wide pool of qualified vendors and then also some subsequent protests to the procurement process. And so at that time, the board and IRMD kind of stepped back from the process. We decided that we needed to end the procurement without award, rewrite the RFP, and then go forward with a new solicitation. That did result in an award of a contract in March of 2001. Progress on the project has been according to plan. We're very happy with how the vendor and the board staff are working together. It was envisioned to be a 90-day process, again, starting in mid-March. We do anticipate completion in the second to third week in June. So things are moving very well on the imaging project. Also, one of the most important elements of this entire process was, in my mind, the establishment of a formal technology steering committee. It's made up of board staff, it's made up of an IRMD, the IRMD analyst, myself, I'm on that committee. Also, a very active CCB board member, along with one or two IT managers from other state agencies. So this has been a very good process for the board. It's my hope that we will continue that. In fact, as I said, the Technology Steering Committee is an ongoing group that meets at least every 6 months. It has met much more often in the last 6 months. We do plan to meet again in June or July to take another look at the board's technology plan, revise, update, look at progress against schedule, those kinds of things. And so, again, very positive step forward for the board in terms of the management of its information technology projects. In regard to kind of a summary or in conclusion, for the last year and a half, we have worked with the board. We've also enjoyed our working relationship with DAS Budget Management and Legislative Fiscal Office. I think we've together, along with the agency staff, have made some real positive steps forward. The board has informed our office of all significant happenings in regard to technology. They've included our office in planning and key decision processes. They've sought our counsel. And really, in my mind, kept faith of the budget note process, and then also just in terms of good project project management. They've made some real leaps forward. Their planning efforts are consistent with the spirit of the state's enterprise IT strategy. The purchases that they have attempted to make meet the enterprise standards for technology. They are consistently looking for ways not only to utilize the existing technology resources in the general government data center and within IRMD, within our operational branch, but also looking to collaborate with other agencies. And so, in short, we look forward to continuing to work with them, continuing to work with budget management and legislative fiscal office as we move forward together.
Thank you, Sean. I'm really concerned when I hear you talk about the fact that this one, I guess it was the voice response system, was effective December 2000. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So for 18 months after this budget note was in place, nothing was done as far as getting online sooner than that?
Chair Clarno, in regard to all three projects, there was a requirement that the technology and business plan be completed first. And so, in my recollection, the board did attempt to move forward with those plans to get approval in, I believe, February of 2000. We met with Ron Lamont, the other legislative fiscal office analysts, and budget management, and collectively we determined that more work needed to be done on those plans. And so IRMD worked with the board to arrange an outside consultant to come in. We took the appropriate amount of time to complete those business plans. They were not ready to come back to the committee in April of 2000, and so a target date of June 2000 was set for coming before the committee for approval. And so that is at least a good chunk of the delay in moving forward on those projects. There was a prerequisite before funding or limitation was made available to have those plans approved.
So the technology and business plan was actually 1 year after the budget note in the session. And you say that there wasn't funding to get it moving any faster than that?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, the technology plan and business plan was not developed until February of 2000. We had directed that occur by budget note, and it did not. And so then we basically sent the agency back to complete that component of it.
And then the vendor that you were talking about that got in place in 2001, mid-March, a couple weeks ago, mid-March anyway, information, and that was the, what system was that?
It was on the imaging system.
On the imaging system.
Yes. The system to scan documents, put them into electronic form, and then allow them to be retrieved by licensing and compliance staff.
Is this normal that it would take 18 months to get a system like this up and going?
No, it's not. Frankly, the board was not allowed to move forward with any projects until those technology and business plans were completed. So that's number one part of the delay. The second issue was the first procurement effort that went out. The document did not clearly define specific mandatory and desired requirements of the system. And so when it became apparent that we had a group of vendors that proposed a solution immediately following the distribution of the procurement document, and then after evaluation, that same group of vendors was still available was still part of a block of vendors that the board still needed to select from. It became apparent that the procurement document was not specific enough, and so we decided collectively that if we moved forward, the board's current or future needs might not be met. And so R&D, Budget Management, Legislative Fiscal Office, and the board decided the best course of action was to very quickly pull the procurement effort, basically end it without award, to immediately work very closely together to rewrite the RFP, work with purchasing, and get it back out on the streets as soon as possible. We did that.
You said earlier something about met every 6 months. Is that how often this group met with the contractors?
No. The Technology Steering Committee must meet at least every 6 months. We have met, I would say, once a month, either through face-to-face meetings or have discussed issues over the phone at least once a month since, I would say, since November of 2000. We've met very often because we've had three projects in the works. We've had the phone system, which was completed in August. Again, the interactive voice response in December. And then the primary effort always has been getting this imaging system in place. They had an existing imaging system that was failing. It was failing for several years and needed to be replaced. However, the board needed to bolster its planning efforts and its management efforts first before, as I said, Legislative Fiscal Office, Budget Management, and IRMB felt it was appropriate for them to be able to move forward with a technology project of that dollar amount. It's about a $200,000 system, and so we felt that again, some planning efforts and management efforts needed to be in place before they were able to move forward with it.
I appreciate your testimony, and I would just share my concern again. I'm really, as legislators, we often hear that things don't get done that we ask to be done until the fact that we're coming back in session, which is very frustrating as a legislator. And I realize that agencies would be thrilled to death when we're out of town, and we're not thrilled when we come back to town and find out things have not moved in a very timely manner. And so it's very, very discouraging. Any further questions? Representative Johnson, and then Representative Hayden.
I didn't hear from your testimony whether or not at the time the contract was canceled there was any penalties or payments.
Chair Clarno, Representative Johnson, there were no penalties, no contract issues whatsoever. The way the solicitation documents are written in the state is that the state may, at its sole discretion, discontinue or end a procurement process prior to award.
Respectfully, that hasn't always been my experience.
Okay.
I worked for the state for 5 years, and money does get left on the table, and I was concerned about what the contract documents stipulated.
I was just curious about the phone system. 200 phone calls a day doesn't seem like a huge volume. It seems like a human operator could handle that. I know that having the machine saves the operator's time, but my experience with interactive phone calls is it takes a lot of my time, and if it's taken a lot of time from 200 people, that's probably a number of hours that those 200 clients are spending on the phone waiting for the machine to click through, where perhaps a human operator could handle 200 or 300 or 400 or 500 calls a day with more efficiency.
Chair Clarno, Representative Hayden. In regard to the interactive voice response system, the volume is increasing. Part of the reason that the system has been put in place was that the board has been directed to try to find ways to reduce staff. And so this system not only answers calls or provides frequently asked question information, but it also allows the people that call to receive documents, to check on the status, the licensure status of contractors. And so some of these calls may last several minutes to a much longer period, which potentially could, if you combine those calls, it could result in a pretty heavy workload. I don't dispute that potentially there may be some analysis that needs to take place. The system has only been in place for a little less than 6 months, and so that is part of our ongoing review, is that the board use its statistical performance measures to analyze the effectiveness of each of its technology investments and then adjust accordingly.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, with relation to this issue, the department will be in front of the Advancing E-Government Subcommittee on Monday. Representative Hill and other members of that committee have had extensive oversight of the technology process that has occurred with this agency. It's my intent to recommend deferral of final action on this budget until after the Advancing E-Government Subcommittee has had a chance to make their recommendations in this area.
Okay. Any further questions? Thank you, Sean, for your testimony. Next, we have Martin Pitchford, Department of Administrative Services, Human Resources Division. Good morning, Martin. If you'll put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Martin Pitchford. I'm with the Human Resource Services Division of the Department of Administrative Services. Pursuant to the budget note in the 1999-2001 budget, the Department of Administrative Services performed a comprehensive evaluation of the classification structure of the Construction Contractors Board. As requested in that budget note, we also